Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's
in!
Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20! 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Thursday edition of... What's the name of our show? Oh, yeah, Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Yep, that's the show. And that's who it's driven by. And yours truly, Vic Carucci, with you. An hour jam-packed today. We're going to have a Hall of Famer with us. Going to have Dan Fouts. He will be CBS's analyst for Sunday's game against the 49ers, and he's breaking down both the 49ers and the Browns. He's been watching tape of both teams, so we're going to have him aboard to do that for us. And then we're going to swing around the National Football League. Jared Bell from USA Today, their veteran NFL writer, one of the very top guys in this business. We're going to talk about some of the marquee matchups of week 8. Can you believe it? Week 8 of the NFL season, pushing toward the halfway point. Hard to believe that it's here. Talking about some topics around the league, we'll talk about topics around the league with Jared, but topics around the Browns, and the biggest is now we're on the negative side with Peyton Hillis's health. He did not work out today, limited yesterday, hamstring flaring up. Not looking very encouraging him for Sunday, so we're going to probably see a whole lot of Montario Hardesty, more of Chris Obanaya. I would expect that's how that's going to go down on Sunday. So that's the takeaway from this and some other health issues. Not great with Ben Watson and Mo Massaquad. This is also the day that we take a look at the history of the series of the upcoming game. So Steve King, our own resident historian for the Browns, will be in studio to talk about that, the history between the Browns and the 49ers. And you'll be interested to see how rich that history is and how many outstanding games these teams have played against each other. Hope there's another outstanding one on Sunday with an outstanding result for the Cleveland Browns. Our poll question results, we post a different one every day. It's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And this one, pretty hot poll question, got a lot of response. I like this one. With the 2012 Pro Bowl voting underway, which Browns player is most deserving of the honor? Joe Hayden, Ataba Rubin, Joe Thomas, or other? You pick it. I think those are three excellent candidates for the Pro Bowl. Love to see all three of them picked and more from this football team. But of those choices, I'm going to go with Joe Hayden. I think he's the best. The Pro Bowl is the best of your conference, the best of the best at a position in your conference. That's where Joe Hayden is, I think, as a corner. I think Ataba Rubin, outstanding defensive tackle, and he's made a case. Joe Thomas has made a hell of a case four consecutive years as a Pro Bowl tackle. He's got that going for him. That momentum can help in the voting process with other players in the league. Remember, peers vote for peers, coaches vote for players, and then there's a fan vote. It's a three-tier process, and fans enter that voting. And we know Browns fans are as exuberant as anybody on the planet, and they'll help the cause, I'm sure, for those guys. But my pick will be for Hayden. We'll give you the poll results at the end of the show. An interactive show. And by the way, you can access poll questions, 24-hour rebroadcast of this show, and much more on the NFL Fan Zone app tab on the Browns official Facebook page. You go over, it's on the left side, right? You click on it on the left side of the page and go there. Many cool things. And you can also ask me questions via our Ask Vic feature on the official Browns Facebook page or Twitter page. Let's go to Twitter for some questions in the mailbag today. Steve from Twitter asks, why do the Browns not take more shots downfield with such big and talented receivers? Steve, I think you take shots when they're there. You don't take shots gratuitously. You take them when they're there, and you take them when you're successful taking them. And I don't see enough success necessarily to believe that this is something this team should do just for the sake of doing it. You have to take shots, and you have to keep a defense honest, and you have to show the defense that you can stretch them, that they have to defend a deeper part of the field because you're going to attack it. However, you have to be smart about the number of times you do this, and you have to do it with a sense that you're going to have success doing it. And that hasn't been the case for the Browns for the most part. And the essence of their offense is to attack the soft underbelly of the defense. That is what the West Coast concept is all about. That is what the patterns that deal with horizontal pass routes is all about. You're running sideways, and the big guys you talk about are big for a reason in this offense because they can withstand the hits you take when you go over into that no man's territory over the middle, the dangerous area. So the bigger, stronger guys, the Greg Littles, the guys who are built to handle that, the tight ends get involved in this as well. That's what you're looking for. And I think this is also something that this team still needs to evolve in with the types of players they acquire as we go forward. Don't have them all there yet. So we'll see how that does pan out ultimately for the Browns. But taking shots, just, you know, your thought is that they're just not attacking enough. I think it's not necessarily by design, and I also don't think when you're not having consistent success with it, you don't beat it into the ground and put your offense at risk, put your quarterback at risk. Remember, you take shots downfield, guess who else takes shots? Your quarterback, because he's taking a deeper drop, routes take longer to develop, and pass rushers are coming at you, and pass blockers have to keep them in check. Andy via Twitter, do you think Coach Shurmur is spread too thin by not having an offensive coordinator? I don't see that. I see play calling as a natural function of what Pat Shurmur does. I think it fits him. I think he's right to do that because it's what he's done. It's part of his DNA. It's what he did for the past 2 years as head coach of the St. Louis Rams. Now, as offensive coordinator for the St. Louis Rams with Steve Spagnuolo as head coach. Now, as head coach of the Browns, he does have much more on his plate. He has more things that he has to deal with, more responsibility, more media commitments, all the things that go with being the head coach, the face of the organization. However, I don't think it's wrong for him to wear that additional hat of coordinator. I don't think it's a burden that he can't handle. I do think the Browns will address after this season. He will sit down with Mike Holmgren, and they will go over that role and go over the whole, you do a quality assurance check. You go over what worked and what didn't work. And that discussion will take place after the year, whenever that is, and come to the conclusion of what this team needs from the head coach. Can he be the play caller and not be the coordinator? And that's possible too. And by the way, that's a setup that they have in Philadelphia, or have had in Philadelphia, where Andy Reid has called plays, but the coordinator was somebody else. And he's got Marty Morningweg there. So you could have a different coordinator on this football team. And there's some talent on this coaching staff, by the way. Mark Whipple is a tremendous quarterback's coach, a rich font of information and knowledge and teaching. So I like Mark Whipple. I don't know if he's the guy that you could see falling into that role, but I'm starting there, but we'll see what happens after the season and see what approach they'll take. But seeing Coach Shurmur continuing to call plays is something I do think is very likely. And Spencer asks via Twitter, should the Browns use the running game to open up the passing game as opposed to what they have been doing for the most part? Spence, personally, I'm with you. I like the running game to set up passing. That's my personal philosophy. It's different than Coach Shurmur's philosophy because it's that Andy Reid, Philadelphia Eagles approach of you throw to set up the run. I'm a little different, maybe a little old school about that, and believe that you do it the other way around. But that's my personal belief. You ask me how I feel. I'm all for that. But I don't say that what's being done is wrong. I say that what I would prefer is to go the other way with it. It's been my core belief for as many years as I've been watching football, and it's been a pretty long time. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we are going to get this going with a conversation with a Hall of Famer. His name is Dan Fouts, works for CBS. He will be the analyst. This will be his first Browns assignment, doing the Browns 49ers game for CBS, going to break those teams down with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
My name's Nick, and I'm a doer, which is probably why I started my own landscaping business. I specialize in plant-driven design. I do azaleas. I do lavender shrubs. I even do banana plants. One thing I don't do, sales and promotional materials.
My name's Alex, and I work at the UPS store helping doers like Nick do whatever it is they do or don't do, like color sales brochures, laminated promotional materials, even professionally printed business cards. They just swing by the store or upload their files online, and I take it from there. So while guys like Nick are doing amazing things for their clients, I'm doing some pretty impressive stuff for mine. It's called logistics.
What do you know? Looks like logistics helped me win another piece of business. Yeah, hey, it's Nick.
Doers love logistics. That's why they love the printing and finishing services at the 4,300 convenient locations of the UPS store. Participation, prices, and hours vary by location. See the upsstore.com/print for full details.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
40 westbound slow from State to 71, 480 eastbound. It is backing up from State all the way back to Warrensville Center. We've got 76 eastbound between East Avenue and the Central Interchange and stop and go there. Same for Route 8 southbound between Talmadge and the Central Interchange. The Innerbelt southbound slow Dead Man's Curve to East 9th. 77 southbound backing up from 490 to 480. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850, WKNR Traffic.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This network analyst segment that we bring you each week is driven by Liberty Ford.
Each week we visit with the network analyst covering the Browns game, and this week it'll be Dan Fouts with the CBS crew in San Francisco, and he's kind enough to join us for today's show. Dan, how you doing?
Real good, Vic. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. And so as you take a look at these teams, man, 5-1 49ers, how surprised are you with that kind of start with, again, Jim Harbaugh, first-year coach, transitioning from college coach to NFL coach to have that kind of a success in this early part?
Well, I'm as surprised as a lot of people. Not that defensively they're doing as well as they are, but just as consistent play on offense from their quarterback, Alex Smith. And that's really been the key for them. He's been clutched down the stretch. He's led them to a number of come-from-behind wins. And, you know, going into Detroit and beating the Lions, you know, in their last game before their bye, phenomenal performance by Smith. He hung in there, got the winning touchdown pass to Delanie Walker. So those are surprising things. But, you know, Harbaugh, he did the same type of thing when he was at Stanford. He turned around that football program in a big hurry, and it appears that he's going to have the same type of success with San Francisco.
Dan, as you look at Alex Smith, this is a guy, of course, comes into the league as a top overall pick in 2005, and there's been just that waiting game of when he's going to show why he was the top overall pick, and obviously the whole Aaron Rodgers performance as a guy taken later in that draft puts pressure on it, I would think, on that, and he's been through different coaches in San Francisco. What are you seeing from this guy now? Is everything starting to come together for him?
Yeah, I think he's staying healthy, number one. He's battled injuries so much in his career, and changes of coaching staffs and offensive coordinators and all those things. And but what Harbaugh's done is he's really simplified things for him and taking the pressure off him to have to win the ball game by himself. The 49ers run the ball extremely well. Frank Gore has had three straight 100-yard rushing games. In fact, he averaged 9.4 yards a carry against Detroit, which was a phenomenal number. So, you know, that strong running game and a stifling defense, you know, Alex Smith is just, I don't like to use the word managing the game, but he's doing a good job of leading the team and getting a lot of wins.
Yeah, that was managing was something you never really did. You just threw for the end zone and did it effectively and efficiently, as you said, go for the end zone, not the first down. But in terms of Smith, you're right. It's almost insulting, I guess, when you say to a quarterback he's managing the game well. But he really is. Only two interceptions in six games. I mean, it seems like the story of this guy in six games this year is efficiency.
Yeah, 63%, you know, throwing, which is your typical West Coast style of offense. That's what's going to be interesting this week, is you've got very similar philosophies on both these teams' offenses. They want to run the short passing game, the controlled passing game, and give the ball to the running back. So I'm anxious to see how it all turns out, obviously. But, you know, when you talk about Smith, maybe his time has come to be considered one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
By definition, philosophically, as you study the 49ers, it is, though, about getting Frank Gore going, getting that whole downhill running game in place, and everything emanates from there, correct?
Yeah, well, it starts up front with that offensive line, and they are a big, nasty, powerful group. And really, the use of Delanie Walker as a motion tight end who blocks extremely well. Then you've got Bruce Miller and Moran Norris, a couple of fullback types. So they're going to pound the ball, and that's what they want to do against everybody. And with Gore, a phenomenal story, obviously. Overcoming the knee injuries that he had at the University of Miami to be one of the elite backs in the league, he's special.
Hall of Fame quarterback and CBS analyst Dan Fouts joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dan, when we look also at this team, the other name, this 49er team, Vernon Davis, what a game breaker he has been at tight end, and a guy that I think just presents multiple problems for any defense.
Yeah, and he's another guy that has matured and become a real force. I would like to have seen him and Joshua Cribbs in high school, though. If Cribbs was his quarterback, wow, what a tandem that must have been.
Really?
Vernon Davis, he's got the speed to get down the middle of the field, and that's the defense's worst nightmare, because then you have trouble playing that cover two if you got a guy that can get down the middle of the field.
After him, who else do you see as the real worries, though, in the passing game? I know Michael Crabtree can be effective. We know about Braylon Edwards, I guess, what he can be from time to time. He's supposed to be ready to get back in there. And Ted Ginn Jr., Jim Harbaugh was talking yesterday in his conference call with the Browns media about Ginn being a factor in the receiving game as well as his great return work. Do you see a lot of other weapons that Alex Smith has to work with there?
Well, I think the key is Crabtree right now. He had nine catches last game against Detroit. But people forget that Ted Ginn, he's caught a lot of passes, only six this year, but in his 5 years, he caught a lot of balls before he got to San Francisco when he was with the Miami Dolphins. So, you know, with his speed, that's the key there, obviously, that he can stretch the defense. And as I said, with Davis going down the middle, you know, I'm anticipating that the 49ers, once they get Ginn more comfortable with the West Coast style of offense, you'll see them getting the ball down the field more. They don't throw for a whole lot of yards, but that's because Edwards has been out with that knee injury, I think.
One of the big topics of conversation around this team, Dan, has been the performance of Colt McCoy, where he is in the progress line, six games into his first full year as a starter. So the judgments have been, you know, that of a guy, is he the real deal, I guess, is basically what people are asking, sort of game in and game out. And you're not seeing a tremendous progress there when you look at the body of work. But what are you seeing when you study the tape?
Well, I'm seeing a bunch of impatient fans. What else is new? You know, you look at McCoy, it's just in his second year, and as you said, Vic, it's just his first year as a full-time starter. So, you know, patience is what you need here, not only with McCoy, but with the entire offense. It's a new offense under Pat Shurmur, and it's one that is going to take time, you know, and nobody wants to hear that. But if you get a healthy Peyton Hillis going, and if Hardesty can continue to take some carries. I mean, 33 carries against Seattle, that's a phenomenal number. They just pounded the ball, kept Seattle off the field. Obviously, that takes pressure off your quarterback. It would help to get, you know, Massaqua and Watson back healthy. Don't know about this weekend, but, you know, it's not one guy, although the quarterback is the focal point of any offense. McCoy needs help in that offense.
How impressed are you with Greg Little?
You know, I'm anxious to see him play more and more. I think that's the what makes you impressed about a player is his potential and what you might see on each and every play. His size and strength and the fact that he's just so raw, hasn't played a whole lot of receiver. As I said, Vic, I'm anxious to see him break out.
And you're going to get your first up close look at this Browns defense. Ranked fourth in the league, they look pretty legit, don't they?
Yeah, you know, the thing about them, it's a defense that, you know, they're led by a duck. I mean, T.J. Ward, come on, from the University of Oregon.
That's right. I should have noted that, yep.
He's my favorite player, obviously. And I do like the way that DeQuell Jackson plays in the middle. I mean, he gets those big guys up front going, and they keep his uniform clean. He makes a lot of tackles.
Dan, great stuff, and we thank you for taking the time to join us, and we'll see you on Sunday in San Francisco.
Thanks for having me on, Vic.
He is Dan Fouts from CBS. He'll be doing the analysis for Sunday's game between the Browns and 49ers. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape, for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Hey, Cleveland, it's time for another haircut. Check out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Cuyahoga Falls. Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. On the corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls, Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Get cash at GetGo, where their ATMs are now surcharge-free. That's right. Now you can withdraw cash at GetGo ATMs without paying surcharge fees. Get in, get out with surcharge-free ATMs at GetGo. Certain restrictions apply. Your bank may charge a fee for transactions.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner on sale for $4.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner $4.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Hey, Cleveland, tired of hearing the phrase, wait until next year. Well, at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, next year is now. Medina Volkswagen Mazda is ushering in a new era of unbelievable savings with their 2012 fleet of award-winning fuel-efficient vehicles. Get ready to sign and drive. Lease the all-new Volkswagen Passat, made right here in the USA for only $229 per month and zero money down. With nothing due at signing, the 2012 Passat also comes equipped with Volkswagen 3-year, 36,000-mile carefree maintenance program. The best deals are all right here. It's time to sign and drive at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, Cleveland's home to the low-price guarantee. So check them out today for your chance to lease the all-new Passat for only $229 per month and zero down on Pearl Road in Medina. Or check them out anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. Plus tax and title, 10,000 miles per year with approved credit. Out of dealer stock by 10/31.
Hi, this is TJ Ward. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nothing like a little Boston on a Thursday. And we are so pleased that you've chosen to spend this portion of Thursday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. As the safety just said, the candidate for the Pro Bowl, it's driven by Liberty Ford, and this Around the League segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Time to take a look around the National Football League, and helping us to do that today is Jared Bell, longtime NFL writer for USA Today. Jared, welcome to the show.
Pretty good, Vic, with emphasis on the long time.
That's what everybody says to me too, Jared. And I'm you know, I was going to take it personally. I think they mean it as a compliment, but sometimes I just think they mean it that I'm old.
Well, that and experienced and wise and all of that. But I say that because you think that you've been around this game for so long and you've seen it and documented it and all of the different eras that we've been witness to,
right.
And I don't know if we've seen anything like this season, just in terms of obviously all the passing numbers and whatnot. But
what's jumping out at you?
I think that's it. Where there's have been these fundamental changes that we've seen coming over the years with the passing games and the rules, etc. But it just seems to be even more pronounced now, and I think we saw it last weekend. I mean, a team without a quarterback is pretty much done. It used to be you can have a good running back and a dominant running game and defense and still have that as your ticket, but I don't know if that's good anymore. I think it's great to have it, and you want to have balance, but
right.
You've got to be able to throw the football around. And these wild swings in the games where a team is up by like 14 or 17 points and the game is pretty much over, that's the way we've seen it for so many years, that's not the case anymore either. So
no.
I think some of those things jump out at me about this season.
Well, the marquee game to look at, I guess, this week New England Patriots versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of people may be looking at that as the game that will determine or a preview of AFC Championship, or the winner of that may be emerging as the AFC, ultimately the team that will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. How are you looking at it, Jarrett?
I think you could say that. It's still so early in the season to project it to be that definite, but it's a possibility. But here's the thing, Vic. I think if Pittsburgh wins this game, if they're able to win, they're going to have to be able to throw the football. And it goes back to what I was saying a couple minutes ago. You know, the Steelers' ticket used to be, you know, run the ball down your throat, play tough defense, and if you can do it again, yeah, that's fine. But they've opened up their offense so much that that's a real, you know, dangerous dimension of their team. And, you know, matching up against the Patriots, you know, it's a Bill Belichick defense that has, you know, given up so many yards, especially through the air. So that's a different take than what we've been used to in these matchups. They played last year, and it was a big shootout. I forget the final score. I think it was like 39-32 or something like that. So, you know, go yeah. figure. Steelers and Patriots, it has to be a shootout, I think, for whoever, you know, whoever's going to win it.
Yeah, I would have to go along with you. And like you say, so different kinds of teams in some respects. And there was some talk that maybe the Steeler defense just getting a little older and maybe not looking as sharp as it did. But they look like they're going to be right there.
Yeah, and the big thing that's jumped out so far about them has been, well, a couple things, actually. I mean, people have been able to run the football on the Steelers.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, it started on opening weekend with Ray Rice. We saw it in their other loss this year at Houston, where Arian Foster goes for, like, you know, 155 yards on him. So here I'm talking about, yeah, you can't run the ball and have that as a ticket, but, you know, it can still be so effective. And when you look at the Steelers, that's been a big difference. And the other thing with their defense has been the lack of takeaways. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Steelers had 30-something takeaways last year. I think right now they've got just three, and that's almost unheard of from a Steelers defense.
Another big game this weekend, of course, marquee is NFC East, Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles. Do you think the Eagles have righted their ship enough, number one? And number two, where do you see the Cowboys going into this one?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is such a pivotal game. And, you know, we try to do our weekly picks, and I had a tough time trying to figure out who I think should win this game. The one thing about the Eagles that gives you hope if you're an Eagles fan is that you know they've got big play guys all over the place, especially on their offense, right? And the games that they lost, they had a chance to win them. So it wasn't like they just got blown out, obviously. It was, you know, they blew leads and et cetera.
Right.
But their defense is still a big question, and I think that's the thing that's going to really determine whether or not they can beat the Cowboys, because the Cowboys, and now they've got a running back, DeMarco Murray, the rookie of the week, okay?
Right, right.
He's running for 253 yards. Now, that was against St. Louis's worst-ranked rushing defense, but still in all, the Cowboys needed somebody to step up, Felix Jones being out, and they found that in Murray. But just getting back to what I was saying about the Eagles, you know, the Cowboys have a productive offense. They have had for a long time. And, you know, if Tony Romo doesn't have the turnover problems in a couple of those games, you know, those are two W's that they could have had. So it's going to be a big test for Philadelphia.
Jarrett Bell from USA Today joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we go around the NFL. Interesting game in the AFC West, Chargers, Chiefs. What are we to make of the Chiefs turning themselves around after a real horrendous start and seeming to get a little traction? And then I guess what are we to make of this San Diego team that, you know, looks to be, I mean, after blowing that lead against the Jets, a lot of questions about them.
Yeah, I think let's start with the Chargers. The thing that's different about them, I mean, they've got pretty much the same makeup as they've had, you know, during this run over the past few years, okay? But Phillip Rivers is not playing as effectively, as efficiently as we've become used to. And I think that's a question. I don't know if it's just that he's pressing, if he's just not as sharp as we've known him to be, but the numbers certainly don't show it. And, you know, you lose Antonio Gates for much of the season. I mean, he came back last week. He's practiced this week, so they think he's going to get over the hump with his foot problem. But, I mean, that's a big thing to take away from Phillip Rivers, because when you've got Gates in the mix, you can do other things. And so I think the Chargers can be okay if they're healthy. On the other hand, Kansas City, you're right, they've righted their ship. They've won three in a row. Regardless of who they played, they've won three in a row, and they're right back in this division picture.
Yep.
I saw them last week play against Oakland. I wasn't totally impressed with Kansas City in terms of thinking that they're going to really take this thing a long way, because you think of the people that they don't have, the guys who got injured, you know, Eric Berry, who made the Pro Bowl as a rookie last year, and Jamal
right.
Charles in a running game. But still in all, when you've got a quarterback who can take care of the football, and Matt Castle can do that at times. See, 2 weeks ago he had his best game in months, you know, going back
right.
to early last season. Then he follows that up with a so-so game at Oakland. So if they can get some consistency from Matt Castle, they still have a couple playmakers they can work with, one being Dwayne Bowe.
Jared, do you expect any coaching casualty before the year is over? It appears, of course, the two hottest seats would be those belonging to Tony Sperano in Miami, winless Dolphins, and Jim Caldwell with the Colts. Dolphins facing the Giants this weekend, Colts taking on Tennessee. What are you expecting with those situations?
Yeah. You know, Sperano, this goes back to last season and the off season, and I guess you look at it and you say, if they're going to do something, you know, why not do it if you're going to do it at some point? But it's still so early in the season.
House up for sale.
Yeah, exactly. I heard about that this week. So it does not look good for Tony Sperano. Jim Caldwell, on the other hand, you almost feel for him, because you lose Peyton Manning and you know things are not going to be the same. But it just seems like it's getting worse and worse by the week. And you can't put all that on Peyton Manning. You have to adjust when you have a major loss. Remember the Patriots, of 3 years ago or whatever it was, when Tom Brady got hurt? I mean, they won 10 games that year.
Right.
And so it can never be about just one guy. But I think what we've seen through all of this is that, you know, for all of the other debate over the years, you know, no player was as valuable to their team as Peyton Manning. So now here's the question with Jim Caldwell. And they've got other players who are in the last year of their contracts that they're going to have to either re-sign or, you know, make a decision on one way or the other. Reggie Wayne, Robert Mathis, Dallas Clark, Jeff Saturday. I mean, you know, pillar players for them. So if you're going to make moves on those guys and not bring them back, and they probably won't make those decisions until way later or, you know, after the season, whatever, then I think Jim Caldwell affects that. But there's just so much that they've got to decide on where they're going to go as an organization. And, hey, what if they end up getting a number one pick and
right.
Andrew Luck is sitting out there? I mean, who would have thought you even would think about, you know, with Peyton Manning still having some mileage left, we think, if he comes back healthy, that you'd be talking about this.
Jared, great stuff, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us, my friend.
Okay, Vic, appreciate you having me.
One of the very best in the business, Jared Bell from USA Today, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of Wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
We wake up before the sun and lace them up while the world still slumbers. We hit the gym, the streets, the weights, the box scores, and the naysayers as one. Because team is not something you do alone. Team is plural. Together we are Russell Athletic.
Hey, Browns fans. Are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And hey, Browns fans, single game tickets are still available, but not for long. You purchase yours, get them purchased before it's too late. And that includes the upcoming Browns-Rams matchup, Sunday, November 13th, 1 p.m. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. This history versus the opponent segment that we have weekly here is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Each week, we take a historical look at the Browns' upcoming opponent. With Sunday's game at San Francisco, it's time to look at the Browns 49ers series, and helping us to do so, as he does each week, is our resident historian, Steve King. Steve, how you doing?
Great, Vic. How about you?
Outstanding. So let's look at this series. It's 61 years old, 1950, with both of these teams having that much history between them, right?
Yeah, you actually go back to 1946 when they played together in the All-America Football Conference.
Before the NFL. Okay, sure. So 61 in the NFL and go back to the All-America Football Conference. But that said, they haven't played each other all that much for that many years.
No, it's like two ships passing in the night. Not very much history. They played each other regularly, you know, from 46 through 49 in the All-America Football Conference. Then once they got to the NFL, when the 49ers went to the West Coast, that was a great distance physically, and it became a great distance logistically throughout the years. They just haven't played very many times.
So 17 times overall in the National Football League, and 11 times since 1968, and then three since 93. Okay, so when we look at these two teams and the history that they have, though, together, what are some of the highlights, Steve?
Well, I think one of the first highlights is, you know, you go all the way back to the beginning in the All-America Football Conference. You know, the Browns were like a hot knife cutting through butter with most of those teams, just about all those teams in that league. But the one team that really didn't back down from them were the San Francisco 49ers. Beat them one time, 56-28. I mean, that had to, you know, shake Paul Brown in his boots. And, played them tough. That was always the biggest crowds that the Browns got to Cleveland. So the fans realized the rivalry between the teams. And, there was a reason why the 49ers were and the Browns were two of the teams that they brought into the NFL, along with the Baltimore Colts, because they realized, hey, this 49ers team was for real. It was a good ball club going all the way back to the beginning.
And you go back to that 1946 season you mentioned in the All-America Football Conference. The Browns were on a nice roll to open their existence with seven straight wins, First team to deal them a loss is San Francisco.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I don't. When you look at the roster that the 49ers had, you know, Frankie Albert and some of those players, you know, they were that wasn't a mistake. That wasn't a mirage. I mean, they had a good ball club. They were worthy of everything that they did to and against the Browns during those 4 years.
And with all that history between them, there's sort of a fitting ending here for Paul Brown, because he was fired as coach of the Browns, and his final game in that 1962 season finale was a loss to San Francisco.
Yeah, and it was out in San Francisco, out in, you know, Kezar Stadium, where they had played all those times back in the day. And so I think it was fitting. If he were going to go out, I think, yeah, it was the team that he had really, even more so than the Giants, the most history against the San Francisco 49ers.
Steve King joining us, our resident historian here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A fun fact, of course, is that the Browns' first road game, when they became part of the newly formed then in 1970, the newly formed American Football Conference, is at San Francisco.
Yeah, and it started the little thing that became, you know, kind of protocol in the NFL for Monday Night Football. The team that had the big emotional win on a Monday night, if they had to travel, especially if they had to travel to the West Coast, and the Browns were the first ones to find out, you had a tremendous, you know, letdown the following week emotionally. You just couldn't get it back up again in that period of time. The Browns, after the big win over the Jets,
right,
go out and lose to the 49ers. I think it was 34-31, and all of a sudden you find out, hey, this Monday Night Football is great, except you got to play the following week.
Yeah, no, and then another example of this too, right, was the 23-13 win that the Browns had over the 49ers. Now, that was at Cleveland. Big crowd, right? 78,000 plus for that.
Oh, absolutely. And it was a huge win. The Browns, you know, really believed at that point, and I think a lot of other people did, because there was no evidence otherwise that, you know, that was the third year of Bill Belichick, and they were on the right track. I mean, they really physically manhandled the 49ers that night. You had the feeling coming in there that it wasn't an upset. The really, at least at that point of the season, the better team won. And it didn't work out that way, but the Browns looked very, very impressive that evening.
And the announced crowd, or the listed crowd of 78,218, the Browns haven't played a home game before a bigger crowd since then.
No, they have not.
Wow.
And what happened, too, you know, once the fire marshal started getting into the stadium there and said, well, you know, I don't think we can sell these seats. I don't think we can sell this standing room. They start whittling away. But, no, that was norm back then, to have those 78, 80,000 crowds. I mean, that was just, you know, part of the deal. And it wasn't extraordinary, but they haven't had a bigger crowd since, and they won't have a bigger crowd because the new stadium seats only 73,000.
Right, and the kindred spirits, if you will, of these teams, in the sense that they've led, you call them parallel lives. I like that, as you and I are talking about this, that since 1946, having been so close in their relationship of similarity, that the Browns and Niners, what, a few weeks ago, had the same, or several weeks ago, all-time winning percentage of 548.
Yeah, and it was, you know, I mean, that's, you almost couldn't do that mathematically way back in 1946 and figure it out. But it's interesting how just fate and all those games and all those plays and all those years, they kind of meander, and lo and behold, they end up in the same spot, and I think it is pretty incredible, and it's historic. Although they've not played much, when you think of the Browns way, way back in the day, to maybe when your grandfather watched them play, or your great-grandfather, you think back to the San Francisco 49ers, because really, like as we alluded to earlier, that's where it all began.
Fascinating stuff, as always, Steve, and a lot to think about as we look at Sunday's game between the Browns and 49ers. By the way, if you want to catch a tour, you want to do something special, go out to Cleveland Browns Stadium. Steve King will lead you on the tour. And if you want more information about that, you call 440-824-3361, or you email tours@clevelandbrowns.com. And you can also read Steve's great historical material on clevelandbrowns.com. Catch him on our TV platform. Great stuff, my man.
Thank you very much again.
All right. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's zero for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
This is Jim Swayze. I was at Half Price Books last week and spotted a book about Australia that I wish I'd bought during my trip to the Outback. I've been searching for that Aussie jewel for years, and there it was, for less than half price. You know, when you're enjoying a walkabout at Half Price Books, you can expect those kind of surprises. The selection and prices, they're hotter than the proverbial shrimp on a Barbie. Well, one of the bibliomaniacs came over. That's what I call their employees, because they're passionate and knowledgeable about all their stuff and always happy to help. Thought you might like this, she said, and handed me a Blu-ray DVD of Australia, Jenny's favorite movie, and it was cheaper than the book. Yep, at Half Price Books, whether new surprises are waiting for you on the top shelf or down under, you'll always find real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Menor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at halfpricebooks.com.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
So why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
The road is not exactly a place of intelligence. For starters, over 100,000 miles of highways and bridges are in disrepair. As for the drivers, they're texting, eating, grooming, anything but driving. At Audi, we think it's time to bring some intelligence to the road. That's why we engineered the new Audi A6. It takes in real-time information, continuously analyzes the road, and makes 2,000 decisions every second to combat whatever the road throws its way. But whether or not you're driving the new A6, there are some things you can do right now to help our cause. Like place your hands at 9 and 3, not 9 and latte. We're on a mission to smarten up the roads. The new Audi A6 is here. Audi, truth in engineering.
Experience the 2012 Audi A6 3.0T with a legendary Quattro all-wheel drive for $699 per month for 36 months. Visit ClevelandAudiDealers.com for details.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
West 3rd Lift Bridge remains closed between Mahoning and Carter because of mechanical problems. You are going to find overnight work set. 77 northbound between Rockside and 480. Left lane closed 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. For work in the median, same for 77 southbound between 480 and Rockside in the left lane. 77 southbound ramp to Brecksville Road closed for construction there. They are going to be working on East 14th under the Interbelt Bridge between 8 and 6 tonight. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR Traffic.
Dino, Dina Talley, just lighting it up with the rejoin music. Loving it all week long. Great stuff, Dino. Keep it up. All right. We welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And as we always do in this final segment, we give you the results of our poll question, your votes. And you voted today from the Browns' official Facebook page. Question was, 2012 Pro Bowl voting underway. Which Browns player is most deserving of the honor? The choices were Joe Hayden, Ataba Rubin, Joe Thomas, or somebody else. Other, you picked it. Many of you voted. Pretty hot topic this week. And 80% said Joe Hayden. That was my pick. I'd go along with that. Tommy commented, Hayden and Rubin should both be in. But he did vote for Hayden. And then 10% of you said Joe Thomas. And 6% went with other. So it was pretty overwhelming here, obviously, and scattered with the rest. For the others, Eric said Phil Dawson. Nathan said Alex Mack. William, Alex is going to get some credit for playing with the appendicitis. He's going to, you know, that's going to count for something, but also being a hell of a center. William said all of them, plus T.J. Ward and DeQuell Jackson. I like William's comment. And Dan said DeQuell Jackson is definitely the most deserving. I think DeQuell should get some love. I'm not opposed to that at all. As I said, I would put the whole group in. I'm loving the thought that multiple Browns players could be in the Pro Bowl. Guess what? We're going to take this show out to Hawaii. Yes, we're going to have the show out there. So it's got to be some Browns in the Pro Bowl. So I'm going to stuff the ballots if I have to. I don't care. But please do your fair share as fans to make sure good old Vic can be in Honolulu again. It's a great place. Okay, or not. It's up to you. We want to ask you to ask us questions, and we do on our official Facebook page. And we do that, and you guys respond with questions for me. And I'm going to answer them for you. Let's go to the bag here. From Facebook, Joey, how are we going to establish the run against the best run defense? Yeah, a run defense that hasn't allowed a rushing touchdown. Good question, Joey. I really don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Other than being persistent, my best plan would be try to run. And they're going to probably try to run without, once again, one Peyton Hillis, because he's got the hamstring issue going on. So it's Montario Hardesty getting a lot of carries and should keep slamming it into those walls as he did against Seattle. At some point, of course, you got to not let the game dictate to you that you can't use the run often, because if they get the early lead, and we have not seen the Browns show us yet that they can do anything early score-wise, offense-wise. It's been awful. 5 out of 6 games, no touchdown, no score, no points. And 3 points in one game in the first quarter. That is challenging your run game, certainly, or your commitment to the run, but only if your defense is doing its part to keep the other team off the scoreboard. Ed asks, do you feel we have the right talent to fit this West Coast scheme? I think some of the right talent is there, Ed. It's not all there. This is a build. This is a process, and it's not all there. I would say it is the right offense for Colt McCoy. I believe that. Has he been great at it? Has he excelled at it? Has he done a phenomenal job at it so far? Not this year. No, not so far, and he'd be the first to say it. But I do think it's the right offense for him, and I do think that the team has been, the drafting and the building of this football team has been done with that in mind, with making this the right offense for the people they have, more so than what they've had previously. Corey, how do we stop Frank Gore? Team defense, swarm to the ball. The big guys, Phil Taylor, Ataba Rubin, stuff it. Let DeQuell stuff it up front and DeQuell Jackson, or keep people off of DeQuell Jackson and Chris Gokhan. And having Scott Fujita back in the lineup isn't going to hurt either, huh? From that concussion, hopefully, looks like he'll be back. Greg, who on the offensive line really needs to step it up Sunday? I'm gonna say it's the same answer as I've had, particularly those the two guards. We'll see what Sean LaValle's health status is, but Jason Pinkston, you're not a rookie anymore when you're 6 games into it. You got to play at the highest level possible. That's what's expected of a pro. Okay, some thank yous: Dan Fouts, Jared Bell, Steve King, Kristen Ribelli, Pat McKenna, Jameer Howerton, Dave DiNatale. Let's do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.